Once again, I just need to say this movie is fucking awesome.
Yes.
Because it's Looney Tunes.
Yes.
Cartoons that you grew up watching.
And it's not Brendan Fraser. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Da 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 da.
Bill Murray.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this picture.
Dan Aykroyd? Harold Ramis.
Nah, just me.
Just you? Just,
no.
Just who?
Just Gus.
Okay. Gus, the brother of the brothers of the brothers, sir.
With honors.
With honors. Welcome to the Brothers Movie Factory. On this podcast of the movies, by the movies, for the movies, I often like to say that we are
the
movies.
V's.
Okay. On this podcast, what we do is we take a movie every week. We then talk about it, kind of synopsisize, make different words up as we go along. We then submit that movie to the factory. That is where we take the film we just watched, and we pretend as if it were coming out today. You know, same movie, but who would direct it? Who would compose it? Who would star in it? With this modern Hollywood booking. And afterwards, we'll have a little quick discussion, question to kind of escort us out.
Question time
to usher us out of the pod here. So with that being said, if everyone's buckled in and ready to listen to a movie podcast and hear us banter about a sport that neither of us know that much about.
I know plenty.
You know a lot about basketball.
I does.
This is a basketball edition episode of the Brothers Movie Factory, and that's because we watch probably the greatest basketball movie of all times, and that is Space Jam.
This is my favorite sports biopic, based on a true story.
Yeah, it is a true story. I was trying to think. I was like, what does biopic mean again?
A story about biography.
I knew that. I was like, wait a minute.
Biopic.
Favorite true story ever.
Yeah, we reached deep into this nostalgia. Fuck, I can't talk. We reached deep into the nostalgic pool and pulled out old Space Jam. So come on and slam.
Welcome to the jam.
Welcome to the jam.
So yeah, this movie, I mean, it's funny because this is like one of those movies from childhood that I often think about and I look back to fondly. I know I had a Tasmanian devil jersey, I believe. You had a jersey as well.
That old Bugs.
Yeah.
Bunny. Some Toon Squad jersey action.
Yeah, we were rocking those. And I think that this movie, honestly, for our whole, I would say our whole, like, generally, like, 90s kids generation, this is a movie that's kind of stuck with a lot of people.
This is a staple.
Yeah.
In a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, they're like, Space Jam. Yes. And right down to the fact that, like, Looney Tunes weren't even, like, that big to me, specifically.
For you.
But I've always loved this movie, Space Jam.
Yeah, a lot of people love it. You know, some people go to church. Some people watch Space Jam.
Some people go to church, praise Jesus. Some people, Bugs Bunny.
Michael Jordan.
Air Jordan. Your altitudeness.
Yes. So, right out the gate, best intro to a movie ever?
It is pretty damn good, that's for sure. I mean, right starting with him being a little kid, shooting hoops, his dad comes out, you know. You can do whatever you want to, son. You just got to work hard at it. I'm going to go to North Carolina, be on championship team. Then I'm going to go to the NBA. And after all that, I'll play baseball.
That's real sport.
Yeah. And then he says, come on, Michael, let's go inside. And Michael just turns around to that basket. The music starts swelling.
Ooh,
he starts dribbling. You start getting an erection. Michael Jordan jumps in the air. You go off and he slams it. And oh, that music hits. So good. That intro.
If anyone was like, I don't know much about basketball, I'd be like, let me show you something.
Let me show you the career of Michael Jordan.
You don't know who Michael Jordan is.
Let me show you this.
Or anyone who says Michael Jordan's not the greatest basketball player of all time, you're like, let me show you.
Summed up
something.
Summed up real quick.
Space
Let
Jam.
Let me show you a video of Michael Jordan beating aliens.
True story.
Yeah, true story. Happened.
Yep. You mentioned that this movie is part of your youth. This came out very shortly after you were just shit out. So I was like of the age for this movie. I was about five or six, and everyone was all about Space Jam. I had the fucking jerseys. I had some toys. You know, I got into basketball around that time. And
Michael Jordan was just a pop culture icon, mm-hmm. too, at that point in time. Like, even if you weren't a basketball fan, you knew who Michael Jordan was.
Oh, for sure. And he, what really sparked this movie getting set off was a Nike ad, where Michael Jordan was playing basketball against Bugs Bunny. They were on a team, and they're playing like Marvin Martian and Elmer Fudd, something like that.
Something along those lines.
It was a Nike ad campaign. And they're like, fuck it, let's make a movie. And they certainly did.
Let's make a lot of money with this idea.
Oh, yeah. We even have the old clamshell VHS case, you know, on those white clippers.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. And you know what? You know how it has like that little plastic cover kind of? Inside it used to have a gold coin. Gold Space Jam coin. I took that out, and she's lost.
It's like, you go to the bank, and they're like, what are your assets? And you just give them that gold coin. Yeah. Give them that gold coin and those gold tokens with, like, Mewtwo on it.
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Burger King.
Like, here you go. These are my assets.
So Space Jam. I was watching it tonight, and I was like, this movie's fucking awesome.
You were laughing. Even roommate Matt, he never sticks around.
He never shows joy.
Yeah, he was laughing, and he stuck around for the whole film. Yeah. I think he's almost partaken in every movie we've watched, with the exception of a few. But he's only finished like one, and this was...
What was the other one he finished? I don't remember.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Did he stick around for that one?
I think
one?
He did.
Yeah.
And this one, so...
Yeah, he always ducks out. I remember he was here for Dracula, and I think that was the first one he sat in on. And he's like, this is an old movie? I'm like, yeah. He's like, see ya.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Sitting there for 20 minutes, he's like, wait a minute. This is old. Yeah. Something's not right here.
Usually
it's not
just,
colored.
Yeah, usually he just gets up, and no words are said. She stuck around here for old Bugs Bunny.
Oh, Space Jam here, and what's interesting is, you know, the movie starts with his highlights of his basketball career, and then it goes right into his retirement, him retiring from basketball. But
True story.
It's almost laughable as he's just like, I'm going to play in the MLB. Like, he just states, like, what's next, Michael? He's like, I'm going to the MLB. Like, he just kind of said, this is what I'm doing, okay?
He's an Olympic gold medalist.
Hey,
we'll he's an NBA
and
champion.
How.
He can do anything.
Yeah, he should have been a golfer. Should have gone to the PGA Tour. Happy can do it. So can he.
Shut up, Happy.
But yes, so Michael tries out baseball, and we're introduced. And next scene, people, him playing baseball, and people basically saying how he sucks, but they're really nice about it.
Just because he's
that strikeout there, Mike. That looked good. That was a good-looking strikeout. When I strike out, it's ugly, man. That looked good.
Yeah. Exactly. And that line right there that kind of encompasses it. Because, he's Michael Jordan. Everyone wants to, like, make him feel good. Like, welcome to this new sport. And they're big fans of him. So even though he's not a baseball player, they're like, good
right,
hit.
Right down to what the catcher on the team is like.
The other team.
Fastball. Swing. Slider. Don't swing.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah, it's good. And Michael Jordan's not terrible.
I was watching, and I was like, the real world stuff, Michael Jordan's pretty good. When he goes into the toon world, I'm like, he's not talking to anything, and he's acting like it.
Yeah.
You know? He's like in a green screen, like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
He needed something there, some guidance. We're kind of just moved through all these scenes. And meanwhile, up in Moron Mountain Space, Danny DeVito is hatching a plan. Danny DeVito's character, Big Boss Man, Boss Nass.
Boss Nass. What was his name? Scrooge McDuck. No, what?
Scrooge McDuck. Yes.
No, it was
Mickey Mouse.
Who the fuck was it?
That's his name.
I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna get so pissed.
I'm gonna let you find out. Kick yourself in the dick.
Kick me in the dick, please.
Please.
It's like on the tip of
Colonel Tushfinger.
Fucking brain. Colonel Tushfinger. What the fuck? I can't find. There's all these basketball players.
Like, I don't care about you. I want to know who Danny DeVito played.
Movie factoid, though, as I'm scrolling through. You remember that scene when the little aliens are, like, in the trench coat and they're going to steal Charles Barkley. Yeah, they're going to steal his talent. There's the couple, and he's like, these are the best seats I could get.
Yeah.
That gentleman there, that's Dan I can never say his last name, Castanella. He's Homer Simpson and a lot of other Simpson characters. Yeah. Schwackhammer. Swackhammer.
Schwackhammer.
Schwack.
Schwackhammer.
Schwickety Schwackhammer.
That's what I call my penis. What?
Because it's short and stubby like Danny DeVito in Space Jam.
But yeah, so Phil... is hatching a plan.
That's all I could think of.
The Penguin, Phil, Schwackhammer, they're hatching a plan as to get new talent at his amusement park planet, Moron Mountain. So he basically, his little underlings see the Looney Tunes, and they hatch the plan to go down to Earth and snatch up the Looney Tunes, bring them to Moron Mountain, and bingo, they have new talent, new attractions.
And if they don't want to come, make them. Make him! Powerful. Powerful statement.
Yeah, that's powerful Danny DeVito acting. It's just, it's a wonder he didn't win the Oscar for this film.
Well, whoop-dee-doo.
Hey.
Back on Earth.
Just like Achilles.
Back on Earth. Michael had, you know, had a tough day. Comes home to his dog, Charles, and his sad kids. And you know what? He needs a good meal.
Needs some chicken and collard greens, and that's what we had for dinner tonight.
Yep. Inspired by Space Jam.
Yeah, inspired by Space Jam.
I never had collard greens before.
They were pretty damn good, though.
They're nice.
I get them anywhere I can get collard greens. I'm hitting them up. Them's are always good in my
stomach. We had chicken and collard greens, and we had to drink. We had Michael's secret stuff,
which was water.
Just water.
But yes. So yeah, he comes home, and meanwhile, in Looney Tune Land, these aliens are coming. They're basically kind of holding them hostage for the time being. But Bugs tricks them into convincing them that they have a chance to defend themselves. The Looney Tunes have a chance to defend themselves, so they challenge them to a basketball game. And meanwhile, these aliens have an idea on how to get good at basketball. So they kind of go away. Michael Jordan is traveling on a trip to his next basketball game. He's going to lace up his Nikes. What's he saying? Wayne Knight.
Lace up your Nikes, eat your Wheaties.
Yeah, Wayne Knight.
Put on your Hanes. Get some Big Macs.
We'll get some Big Macs along the way, and we'll bow to our sponsors a little bit later. But yes, so Wayne Knight's in this movie, too. We didn't mention that yet. How's that Febreze spraying around?
Smells good.
But yeah, Wayne Knight's in this film. Seinfeld fame. Dennis Nedry fame. From Jurassic Park.
Toy Story 2 fame. Which I don't even think came out yet.
I don't think it did.
Not
But yeah, so he's in this film. He's basically supposed to be like Michael's assistant, a publicist. And so he's kind of helping them with everything. They're going golfing. So the aliens, they start stealing professional basketball players' powers. They got Muggsy Bogues. They got Charles Barkley. They got Patrick Ewing. They got two other guys I'm not familiar with.
Sean Bradley, and I think the other dude played on the 76ers.
All right.
See, I know basketball.
I just know Muggsy Bogues because he's my inspiration.
Why is that? Is it because...
Because he's short.
how tall is Muggsy Bogues?
I thought he was 5'6" or 5'5". He was not very tall. He's a great basketball player.
Let's see.
See, I told you. You want to hear us talk about sports we don't really know much about?
Is it James Jordan? Is that the basketball player?
I just knew Charles Barkley. Yeah, anyways, they steal all their powers. They get real jacked and huge, really talented. So Bugs Bunny decides they need help. So a golf match going on up in the real world between Larry Bird, the greatest ever.
The GOAT.
Michael Jordan, the second best. because Larry Bird takes the first place spot, and Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, the GOAT.
The GOAT of all time, the best basketball player in the world. Bill Murray adds, like, what's funny is this movie's full of funny parts, but Bill Murray's, like, he's really funny in this movie. Like, really, really funny. Forget about the basketball player. Forget about the baby. It doesn't matter.
Forget about the baby.
Yes.
I'm like, who is?
Yeah, you're
who
like,
are you?
You're like flipping through. I'm like, doesn't matter anymore.
Get my encyclopedia.
Ship sailed. We're done.
Swag hammer.
But yeah, so they're playing golf. Michael hits his first hole in one with the assistance of Bugs Bunny using a magnet because balls are metal.
Because science, bitch.
Yeah, and they go to pull.
Magnets, bitch.
They go to pull the ball out, Michael does, and he gets roped down, and no one gives a fuck but Wayne.
What kind of camera is that?
Yeah, but old Dennis Nedry,
yeah.
Stan.
He's got to dig a mat.
Yeah, he's got to dig a mat in that, so he stays there. He's fixing a divot.
Yeah, one of my favorite little lines I never picked up on was when, like, shortly after that scene, Bill Murray and Larry Bird, they walk back to their golf cart, and he's like, you know, I'm going to mark us both down for just two on that one. You know, we went through a lot emotionally back there. Like, yeah, that sounds fair.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't care.
No,
like,
they didn't give a fuck.
They roll back on. Bill Murray, he's...
What Bill Murray says, like, with Michael gone now, the NBA's going to have a void.
Yeah, he needs his shot in the NBA. Yeah. That's all.
When he gets in later in the movie, I'm like, fuck, he's like one of the... He's probably second best player on the team.
He's got the moves.
He's got the moves, and he's shit-talking the whole time. He's like, going left! Going left! Never pay attention to the talk!
See, what happened was, Bill Murray, he went to Punxsutawney, and he got stuck in Groundhog Day loop, right? And then during that time, he learned how to play basketball real nice, like... And when he got at, then he went to Michael Jordan's aid. Makes sense?
Yargy porgy, hinga dinga durgan. What? But
once again, I just need to say this movie is fucking awesome.
Yes.
Because it's Looney Tunes.
Yes.
Cartoons that you grew up watching.
And it's not Brendan Fraser.
And
Looney Tunes back in action.
They chose to make it a sport movie with fucking Michael Jordan. Like, this movie shouldn't make sense, but it does.
It really does, too, because they tell him they need his help. They needed the help of the best basketball player in the world, so they got Michael Jordan to come down, help Matt, and see if they could beat these monsters in a basketball game. And the movie really flies by.
Shit.
You know, a portion of the movie is them just getting Michael Jordan's trunks so and his shoes. So, like, you have to think about, like, that's like a 10-minute clip of this movie, and then the rest is...
It's all entertaining.
It's very entertaining, and the Looney Tunes all play their parts. There's some good adult humor. There's some good movie references. Because there's, like, that scene where... all the actual real-life basketball players that had their talents stolen. They're trying to figure out, you know, what happened. And there's that, like, deep voice music going on in the background, like, oh, yeah. And he's laying in the psych, getting evaluated by the psychiatrist, and he's like, do you have troubles in other physical areas?
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah. And he says, like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
There's some good stuff in that, yeah, that you wouldn't pick up on as a kid.
No.
No. Yeah, and so it's really interesting. It's really good. It sets up well, and then, you know, it was funny because all of a sudden we were just at the end of the movie. You're like, wait a minute, is it the finale already?
Yeah.
It starts playing Pump Up the Jam, and I was like, ready.
I'm ready.
Ready for the greatest basketball game ever.
And I think why it flies so quickly is because it is truly entertaining. There, it doesn't give you a second of downtime. I think the slowest part is like the baseball game in the beginning, but it's all action, it's all quick, and it's all witty Looney Tunes stuff. And then you got Michael Jordan, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Baldy.
Yeah, that's what did him in. They're like, he's like, I don't play basketball anymore, and they call him Bald.
Come
and he's
on,
like,
Baldy.
All in.
Baldy. And then made him go all in is they turned him into fucking basketball and threw him around.
And they hit the old Tweety Bird.
Oh, I don't know why roommate Matt, he laughed real hard
when Tweety Bird got flicked.
He lost his shit.
He's a sociopath. So then they play this game and they're just getting destroyed. And old Bugs comes up with another plan. Give him that Michael's secret sauce.
Secret sauce?
Secret sauce.
Is Good Burger or what?
Yeah, Krabby Patty recipe.
Question for you about one of the new Looney Tune characters they introduced in this movie, Lola Bunny. Was she drawn too sexy for a rabbit?
Probably. She talks too sexy for a rabbit. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Inspired. Yeah, that's it was inspired creation. That's for sure.
Looked over at roommate Matt. He looked at me. He's like, I would.
Like, whoa.
Take it easy.
Doll. Yeah. You're like, that's Phil and Lil.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, I have to calm myself down. It's the voice of Phil and Lil from Rugrats.
But yeah, and, so they're playing this game. Now they're all pumped up, all ready to get back in the game.
You know who else was? I was.
I was hyped. Come that second half, I'm like, put me in, coach.
I could see out of the corner of my eye, anytime like something like this, these jams music started hitting, you're just like, yes, yes, let's go. Like,
that,
pause
like,
the movie, you're going to go play some basketball.
I was running yesterday to this getting ready.
I was running.
But yeah, so, they play this basketball game, 10 seconds left, and what does he find out? Michael Jordan finds out that you can pretty much do anything in this world, even Whoa. If you're human, because you're in Looney Tune land. And he says, 10 seconds left, thanks for telling me. But he
His
decides,
line delivery is he, on point.
He decides to raise the stakes and basically tells old Schwackhammer that if he wins, they have to give the powers to the NBA players back. But if he loses, he'll go to Moron Mountain and be hit what? He has to sign autographs every day and play basketball, one-on-one basketball with paying customers, and he'll always lose. So, yeah, he takes
right,
that deal.
You got a deal.
And they need a fifth player. And wouldn't you know, Bill Murray shows up. Best player ever. Looks like I could be of assistance. This is our fifth player.
And they come up. He comes up with a great plan.
Yeah. Pass it to the girl bunny. Girl bunny. Pass it to the duck. Duck. Pass it to the boy bunny. Get it to Michael. Drive it to the hole.
Bill. We're on defense. I don't play defense.
Yeah. Listen up, guys. Listen to him on this one. Mike's got it. But yeah, and someone needs to steal the ball. But Bill Murray, he's really the hero of the movie. He gives Daff the idea. I almost call him Donald, and I called him Daff, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right either.
Donald Daff.
gives Daffy the instructions to put on that helmet and just ram the guy in the stomach who's getting the ball inbound, and ball gets turned over, and Michael does his greatest dunk ever. Stretches his arm out real, real long.
Hey, the greatest dunk in history. Some would say.
Yeah, that's actually I would be more inclined to buy Jordan products if that was his
logo.
Arm. Like his arm was that long on the Jordan, like Air Jordan logo. This is his super stretched out arm with Monstars hanging off his legs.
All I have to say is they just recently announced that Space Jam 2 is coming out.
Yeah,
yep.
With LeBron James. I still don't like the baby cry.
LeBron James, here's the gauntlet. Try to do a better shot than that.
LeBron James, he's gonna. You said best. You said that. You saw that joke that said he's gonna go to the hop ship. He's gonna go to the Monstars at the end.
Like halfway through.
Yeah, halfway through, he's gonna decide that it's time to take his talents to Moron Mountain.
That's right.
Because they're paying more and have a better chance at the title. Because that's what the NBA is now. This is Space Jam, damn it! You do it for the tunes.
This is do it for the team, the tunes, and this is real life, damn it.
Yeah.
So something I really liked about this movie a lot was during the finale game, which is really what most of this movie is, and rightfully so, was the Looney Tune antics during the game.
Yeah, there's some great ones.
I had one of my biggest laughs in the movie was when the one Monstar gets the ball and someone shoots his teeth out, and it starts playing that Dick Dale Pulp Fiction jam.
Miserloo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes down and they just look like the Pulp Fiction guys.
Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam with their pistols.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's really out of place, but it's pretty damn good. Or like when they go for the dunk and there's just a bunch of TNT and bullshit on.
Yeah, that got me a good chuckle.
Yeah.
Probably my biggest laugh, though, is Michael Jordan's looking for a fifth player and everyone on the bench is just beat the fuck up. And you see Foghorn Leghorn. And it's just a roasted chicken.
With a blood IV in it.
There's no face. It was just a cooked chicken with an IV. And then Tweety Bird and a giant iron lung.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of shit just tickles me. And you know what's wrong with America today? They don't have good cartoons anymore. That's true. Have cartoons like that. That raise people not to be so sensitive.
5-year-olds watching Criminal Minds and CSI and SVU.
No, they got 5-year-olds watching shit cartoons. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what's on anymore.
They have
Gumball.
Not even that. It's like you watch, like, you go to like a Disney Channel or Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network. It's almost like all real shows now. Not even cartoons anymore. Yeah. When I was first started dating my now fiance, her little sister, who at the time was 7 and has since grown, but when I was like starting, when she was like 7 or 8, she thought SpongeBob was too babyish. And I was like, I still watch SpongeBob.
So kids smacked her around.
Kids. Like, big cartoons aren't. I still watch I watch anime all the time.
That's not a cartoon.
That's anime.
That's anime.
That's anime. Anyways, off that topic.
When you're a baby, you drink milk. When you're an adult,
you watch anime.
You watch anime.
And this movie it does a really good job mixing that, like, the sports action with this goofy, just out of nowhere, like, Looney Tune comedy.
It's fucking awesome.
Even like right down when Michael first gets there and they're like giving him the doctor's inspection and they scan his ear and there's like a paperclip in his ear. Like, what the fuck is there a paperclip in Michael Jordan's ear?
Yeah.
Like, it's like cartoony.
Being older, I was like, what the fuck? Being a kid, I grew up watching Ren and Stimpy. So a lot of like gross out weird stuff like didn't faze me. Now I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, you look at that and you're like, why is there a paperclip in his ear? It was like half open too. I'm like, yeah.
I remember... this just sparked a memory. I remember being really little, seeing Space Jam, seeing that paperclip in his ear, and trying to put a paperclip in my ear.
That's the right thing to do.
I'm like, I got to be like my hero, yeah, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, like, Michael, this is how Michael got his hops. He stuck that paperclip in his ear.
Went to stick it in there. I was like, make me like Mike.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
That is a movie, isn't it?
Like Mike. Starring Lil Bow Wow.
Is that the other greatest basketball movie of all time?
Would you say
this is the greatest basketball movie you personally have ever seen? Have you ever seen another basketball movie?
Rebound, hello.
Rebound's good. Like Mike's good. Coach Carter's really good. Never seen Coach Carter.
Which one? Gene Hackman or Samuel L?
Samuel L.
I'm thinking
Hoosiers.
I'm thinking Hoosiers.
Yeah. Hoosiers is okay.
Also good.
I've only seen bits and pieces
of
Hoosiers.
The original. It's good.
How about the scene from The Longest Yard?
That's some good b-ball there. Yes,
good basketball. Is it him and Nelly, I think?
Nah, it's him and...
Cheeseburger Eddie?
No, he was a wide receiver. Can't remember the name of him right now. I think he played for the Broncos.
I don't know.
See, I know more about sports than you do. But I just don't know names.
Ultimately, I feel that this movie does a really good job in what it set out to do. And something that hasn't really happened in a long time... I don't think, like, there's Looney Tunes back in action, but I feel like this formula, like, I feel like Space Jam 2 will succeed. I'll see it, even though I'm not a big LeBron James fan. I'll see it because, you know, I didn't really grow up with Michael Jordan, really, per se. Even you said this movie came out just after I was born, but I still knew Michael Jordan was a big deal. I can respect LeBron James as being a fantastic basketball player, one of the greatest of this generation.
Of all times, even.
I don't give him that, because... I don't like him, but the greatest loser of all time.
That Tom Brady's a real jag-off.
Yeah, Tom Brady, he can eat it.
He ain't the best.
Best.
Ben Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw.
No. Greatest ever play of the games. Greatest ever play. Pittsburgh's on Dan Reno.
Yeah.
Dan Reno.
He played for Dolphins, but he's one of us.
Never won the Super Bowl, but he's... He's here.
Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, Ben Roethlisberger.
Bugs Bunny. and Keanu Reeves in The Replacements. Have you ever seen The Replacements?
Yeah, I've seen The Replacements.
Okay. Would you say this is like one of the best basketball movies or even a sports movie out of sports movies? Where would you rank this in terms of sports movies? Be it comedy, real, where would you put this, Space Jam?
This would be in sports biopics.
No, I'm saying just sports in general.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
It'd be in a subcategory of
right
sports
under
Balls
of Fury.
Yeah. It'd be like, you know, We Are Marshall, Friday Night Lights, Remember the Titans, you know, those great sports films. Space Jam's in the conversation.
I would put Space Jam in my top five sports movies because it's a blast to watch. I mean, I'd probably say Remember the Titans is my favorite sports movie all time.
Oh, yeah?
Because Remember the Titans is really amazing. I'm more inclined to football. Like, I like The Blind Side a lot.
What about
things like
what
that.
About Mighty Ducks?
I've never seen Mighty Ducks, it's been too long.
Mighty fuck? You mighty fuck.
This movie didn't give a fuck about the Mighty Ducks.
No, they even say that pretty much.
Yeah, they say, how about we call our team the Ducks? He says, what Mickey Mouse organization would name a team after the Ducks?
Yeah, exactly. And the Anaheim Ducks are a real team. And Anaheim, it's sponsored by Disney. The Mighty Ducks starring Emilio Estevez. And you haven't seen it? What about Mighty Ducks 2?
Emilio, starring our dad.
Yeah.
If I haven't seen Mighty Ducks 1, I got to see them all. I can't see them out of place.
I think it's the second one, or maybe it's the third one, where they fight Russia. It's the third one.
Is Drago the coach?
The Ducks, they play Russia.
Sylvester Stallone comes into the match and like, whoa, time out. This guy, he can't be that old. He hands him a little piece of paper, says, I am 12.
Yeah.
And he wins the game.
Oh, Benchwarmers. That's another one.
That's a good reference.
What about baseball movies? We didn't mention any baseball, like Angels in the Outfield.
Never
Field
seen
of Dreams.
Never seen it. The Rookie, never seen it.
Choke yourself.
I'm like, greatest sports movies of all time. Space Jam's up there. I've only seen three.
I've only finished Space Jam and Remember the Titans. So
I finished The Wrestler. That's a good one. You were getting some chicken when we were
chicken and what?
Chicken and collard greens.
Good.
But you were getting food when this happened. But it was that scene where when the catcher is telling Michael what the pitches are going to be, and I looked at Matt and I was like, "See, tell everyone, baseball, all their sports are all fake. Wrestling's real.
It's all real.
Yeah, this is fake. Wrestling's real.
Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble. Great. Wrestling's sports. Not fake.
Great sports movie.
It's a great sports movie. They're all great.
Then you got
legendary.
What about martial arts films? That's a different genre, I know, but it's a sport too, you know.
But I would say that a lot of martial arts films don't
Warrior.
Yeah, Warrior and like Karate Kid, but like I wouldn't put like Umbok the Thai Warrior, like the Protector in that category because that's not centering around the sport of martial arts. Like Warrior is like they're having like Warrior, you just pop that in my mind. I'm like, holy hell, that's a fantastic movie. Even like Rocky though.
Rocky.
Like do you consider Rocky a sports movie or a love story? Because it's like or a drama. It's like really it's a bunch. It's got hot. It's got action. It's got drama.
It'll make
and
you laugh.
It's cool.
I would say I would put if I had to put Rocky in a genre, I would put it in sports. However, it is more of a romance.
Yar.
But
especially the first one.
I wouldn't
they kind of
yeah, I wouldn't
go
put
away from
Rocky
that.
In the romance genre. However, it's a
probably
big part
drama,
of it.
If anything.
Probably sports. If anything. Sports drama.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
The sports biopics of Space Jam.
Space Jam. How about we do Rocky now? Like old Rocky? And he's just kind of gone loopy in the head, and he's just starting to see Looney Tunes. He's got a box. He got a box, a Looney Tune.
Who would Rocky box?
It would have to be a made-up Looney Tune. Wouldn't it?
I mean,
Foghorn Leghorn.
Nah, I say, boy.
They say, what are you,
chicken?
Yeah,
nah,
he's
here.
I resemble that statement. Foghorn Leghorn, played by Jimmy Stewart. Wow, you see here, boy. That's how he talks.
He's going down.
Yeah. For sure.
He's already got the stammer down. Or would he be Porky Pig?
We got to play a basketball game and hit that vertigo and drink some brandy and solve a murder. Well, that's good. We basically said
there's the movie factor.
We basically said Space Jam was the greatest basketball movie of all time. So
chew on that.
Yeah, you can have it.
Comment below what you feel the best sports film ever made is.
And be sure to tell us how inept we are. With that being said, would you like to submit this movie to the factory?
Yes. So,
yes. And this is your specialty factory. So I'm going to let you. Do you want me to explain what the factory is, and then you explain what we're going to be doing this week, or you just want to explain
it all?
Take the reins. He's back.
Whoa.
Take the Roman reins.
He's in remission, y'all.
Yeah. What's the work? That's what people say. No. I'm like, I don't think so, but
for
okay.
Because you don't pick up what we're shitting out.
There's a wrestler.
There's a pro wrestler named Roman Reigns. My brother and I, we've dogged him for a long time because, you know, he shoved down our throats as the big dog. However, he came out, real life stuff, that he's been battling leukemia for a big portion of his life, and it's back and badder than ever, so he needed to go away from wrestling and fight this cancer. And he just came back after months of being away, and he's in remission, y'all.
And everyone was like, he's faking it. Like, I don't think he was faking it.
Jesus. like, wrestling's fake.
Wrestling's not fake.
So, okay. Movie Factory. Every week we take the movie we had just discussed, and we submit it to the factory. So for the factory, that's where we recast the director. We pick a new composer, we recast this sumbitch. And for today's movie purposes. So, yeah, today we did Space Jam. Come on and slam. And welcome to the jam. So, yes, basketball movie.
Hey, can I ask you something real quick? Hey, you, what you gonna do?
Hey, I believe I can fly.
Do you believe that you can touch the sky?
I think about it every night and day.
Spread your cheeks and poop.
Maybe, if you get me laughing hard enough. So Looney Tunes, Michael Jordan, basketball. That was Space Jam. So for our Space Jam, I throw out the challenge. Let's pick a director, a composer, a sport. Doesn't have to be basketball. Can be, but any sport and an athlete. That's our factory for today. It's going to have Looney Tunes. Got Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Sylvester Stallone.
Sly Stallone.
Sly Stallone going after that Tweety Bird.
He's coming for you.
So, yes, that about does it there, and that is our factory gauntlet. So
wraps it all up.
So what do you got for director this week?
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
I'm lost. All right, so for this week's factory, I wanted to go about and find a director who has worked on this style of movie before, but also worked with some fun films and that. So for my director, I went with a Mr. Joe Dante.
Oh.
So Joe Dante directed The Gremlins, directed Gremlins 2, The Burbs. He directed Small Soldiers, which is a phenomenal movie. Explorers. He directed like the Twilight Zone movie, Piranhas, the original The Strangers, or I'm sorry, The Hole. It's The Strangers was the tagline. But also directed Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Mother of God.
So he was the last person to really have a shot at this live action Looney Tunes-esque thing. The man reigned in Bill Goldberg for that movie, I believe, right?
He certainly did. Steve Martin.
Yes.
Your man.
Yar. I was thinking Joe Dante would do a good job because, you look at that list, especially, I think, Small Soldiers, and I think that, like, Gremlins, those two movies, and then Looney Tunes Back in Action, obviously. Him having this kind of eye for the subtle comedy that this movie had, and it had a lot of, like, in-your-face comedy, but also that subtle Looney Tunes comedy, and I think he would do a good job with it. So Joe Dante is my pick.
I like Joe Dante's stuff. I'm going with Brad Bird. You familiar with old Brad Bird?
I think you used him before.
Have I?
I don't know.
I might have mentioned him. He definitely does some animated gems. However, he's done some live action stuff too. Let me give you just some of his filmography here. He recently directed Incredibles 2. He did.
Oh, that's why I know he's all Pixar stuff.
No, not necessarily. He did Tomorrowland. Okay. He did Mission Impossible Ghost
you
Protocol.
Mean that terrible movie? Not Mission Impossible Tomorrowland.
I mean, a lot of people don't like Tomorrowland. It's pretty good. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, awesome. He did Ratatouille, one of my favorite Pixar films.
Never seen.
He did the original Incredibles, and he did. He got a start in cinema doing The Iron Giant. So yeah, he's
starring
dabbled.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. I am Superman.
I'm coming, Sam.
Whoa. And yeah, he has that nice blend of he can do the live action stuff solid. He certainly can do the animated stuff real solid like. So I'd be good either way she goes.
All right. Well, do you want to flip for it then?
Obviously.
Okay. Well, we will take a shot. Heads, we go with mine, Joe Dante. Tails, we go with yours, Brad Bird. And here we go. We got Tails, Brad Bird.
Brad Bird.
Brad Birdie. Birdie.
Related to Larry Bird. Not really. So, next up, we got Composer.
Yes.
And I hope you got a good one, because I couldn't think of one.
So, I went with someone I think you'll agree with. So, the composer for this movie was James Newton Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of odd when you think about it, but... I went with someone that's...
This is pretty good, though.
Yeah, I went with someone who's more known for their Pixar films. And
Michael Giacchino?
Yeah, they have good music, and it's upbeat, and that is Randy Newman.
Don't you turn your back on me. Don't you walk away.
Now, I'm assuming you probably know more about Randy Newman than I, but Randy Newman, very famous composer, very well known for... You got a friend in me.
Did he compose Toy Story?
I think he composed it. I'm pretty sure he did. I
know
he
does the music, like the songs and that. I didn't know he like composed as well.
Composer, he did the original score composed and conducted by for Cars 3.
Yeah.
He did Monsters University, Toy Story 3. He did Princess and the Frog. Did the movie Leatherheads, Cars, Meet the Fockers, Seabiscuit,
Tobey Maguire,
Inc.,
great sports film.
Meet the Parents, Toy Story 2, Bug's Life, Pleasantville, Cats Don't Dance, Michael,
hello.
James and the Giant fucking Peach.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's done a lot of movies.
Maverick with Mel Gibson.
He's done a lot of great movies, actually. So I do think that he would be a solid pick for it. He sings those, right?
That's, oh,
yeah. And so he's got a unique voice. But
no, it can't be true.
You listen to this, now that you know that those are actually composed by him, the music's really good, too. Even, like, Princess and the Frog's music's really, really good, too.
I mean, Toy Story. Come on, now.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Yeah. So, Randy Newman, you okay with that? I was thinking upbeat music, and then you could have it. Like,
this
movie
did.
Stuff.
He's got the epic
stuff. James Newton Howard composing it, but then there was, like, James Newton Howard wasn't getting as hyped as Quad City Jam.
But you know what? I was going to say this earlier. In the final seconds of the basketball game, when Bill Murray has the ball and he passes it to Lola, and she's dribbling all around, the music that was playing was like gladiator music.
Yeah.
And it was like, I had goosebumps so hard that my goosebumps had goosebumps, and they're ready to play basketball.
And your goosebumps had nipples, and they were getting hard.
Like what?
What's happening?
My skin just looked like a basketball.
Yar.
All those bumps.
Yar. So you okay with Randy Newman, then?
Obviously.
So this is where the fun begins. We will be watching. Next is our sport. So this is interesting, because I feel like we're going to have the same sport.
I think we are.
This
had all kinds of potential to be football, hockey,
yeah,
polo.
Yeah. Water polo, ping pong. Or as the Chinese call it, ping pong.
It could have been NASCAR.
Whoa. Calm down.
Whoops.
Could have been horse racing.
Right. Like Seabiscuit.
Could have been arm wrestling. That's how we get sliced. Stallone in there. We do over the top. Space Jam, only it's called Space Over the Top. And we do it, and they have to get the greatest arm wrestler of all time. They get Sylvester Stallone in there because he's an over the top, and he's just going over the top.
He's got to arm wrestle for the custody of the Looney Tunes, you know?
He's got arm wrestle for the custody of Looney Tunes and a new semi truck. He's just going ham. He's working out with his little one arm.
Win it takes it all, lose it takes the fall all the way to Moron Mountain.
You got to take it over the top.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But we're not going to do that. I have a feeling that we're going to go with the manliest sport out there, the realest of the real, not fake at all. WWE? Are we going pro wrestling?
Yeah, I have the same pick.
Pro wrestling. So you're saying, now in this case, it would be real. They'd be beating the fuck out of each other.
Or they're Looney Tunes. They're so Looney wrestling.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Fuck. WWE wrestled the Flintstones. Why can't they wrestle Bugs Bunny?
Yar. Well, what would be your story arc then? They're coming down. They have same, to beat them, and they have to story. They have to host WrestleMania and win all their matches. It would be like Survivor Series. They have to win like some of their matches.
Oh, maybe like a team, tournament,
a team match,
like a elimination chamber.
Yar.
So, yes, it'd be like a tag team gauntlet match, elimination style, right? And same story. Aliens come down. They want to take the Looney Tunes captive and make them slaves at Moron Mountain to become new attractions. However, Bugs Bunny's like, you can't just do that. You have to let us defend ourselves first. And instead of basketball, because they're short and they can't jump and they're slow, they're like, let's pro wrestle. And
let's pro wrestle. Get Kurt Russell down here.
So, yes, these aliens, they, instead of stealing the talent of basketball players, they steal the talent of pro wrestlers. Do they steal them from the ages, or do they steal them from the current roster?
I don't know. What do you want to do? Because I was thinking about that earlier. I'm gonna do a different sport and a different athlete just for the pure fact of devil's advocate. But then I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay. Well, this is my pitch. Then we flip for it.
Okay.
So I'll say through the ages. There's five of them.
So Macho Man's coming out to help.
They're taking the talent of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah. They're taking Miss Elizabeth. They're making a mad. He says no way. So the Macho Man doesn't interfere unless you need it. Macho Man is ready.
Steal that. They're gonna steal Hulk Hogan. Mm. They're gonna steal.
It's the realest of Americans.
They're gonna steal Stone Cold Steve Austin.
How you win?
They're gonna steal the Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair. And the fifth and final steal. They're gonna steal. I gotta pick someone small.
Rey Mysterio.
Let's take Rey Mysterio, okay? So how are you going to beat that? You got the Looney Tunes. You got Bugs Bunny.
Big match. John up there.
You got Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, and they need one more. And they get, and his name is John Cena! Then you can't win. It's big match, John. This is Super John. Cena
He's
era.
He's got no soul. They're all the Looney Tunes are gonna get beat within the first like 5 minutes of the match, and John Cena will withstand. He'll win.
Because he
next is all arrogant.
His ruthless aggression.
Well, for mine, because just pure fact being devil's advocate, I decided to go with my favorite sport, and that is football. And the reason I chose football. Was actually because, you know, with this movie, it gives a lot of Looney Tunes a chance to shine, right? I feel like if you did football, there's so many positions that it allows for a multitude of Looney Tune moments as well as a multitude of just, like, spotlights and stuff. Also, it gives a lot of athletes to get involved and things like that. So, obviously, there'd have to be more aliens from Moron Mountain coming down stealing talent. Can't just have five because there's more players in football. There's 11. I was thinking that they come down, they steal the talent of a multitude across generations. Maybe they got at quarterback. And then, I'm going to say they're playing, like, both sides. Like, 11 players, but they play offense and defense. Maybe they at quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Nah, they got.
Villain.
They go out. They get Danny Marino in there.
But he's our hero.
Yeah, he's our hero. And they get Danny Marino in there. Maybe they get that Michael Irving action.
Michael Irving?
Yes.
He's the guy who played Adam Sandler at basketball and Longest Yard.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. What do you think? Do you think I should do football for this factory? Should we do football across the ages? Or should we just do football right now? Because we could do that Dan Marino as the quarterback, and then you got, like, Michael Irving on that team, and you got, you know, Jack Lambert to play defense and things like that.
Lynn
Swann out there catching balls. But how about we do just modern era? Modern era football?
That's your authority.
So maybe they go out, they steal Aaron Rodgers action. They got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Maybe they got Antonio Brown at wide receiver. Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones. They got Saquon Barkley running wild.
Rob Gronkowski.
They got Rob Gronkowski out there.
Villains in that.
They got James Harrison, even though he just retired. They got James Harrison out there. They got Von Miller out there. They got Brian Urlacher out there. They have all these all-star.
Brian Urlacher still plays?
No. Neither does James Harrison. Neither does – or yeah. They, but
you're like, how about current era?
Yeah, I'm thinking like within the last 10 years, okay. 10 to 20 years, which is where I more so know them. J.J. Watt out there. You got these massive NFL players. Who's going to help the Looney Tunes to carve out this defense? Who's going to help the Looney Tunes – to get past this all-star team? None other than the man that's done it on more than any other player in the league, any other player in the world, any other player in NFL history, and that is my rival. Hate him. Don't like him that much, but I respect the hell out of the man, and that is Thomas Brady. Thomas Brady coming at, going up against all the helping out all the Looney Tunes, playing quarterback, carving up that defense. Get Bill Belichick in there on the sideline.
See, you say Tom Brady. I see him more as he's the villain. He's the main bad. He's
depends on the big bad. Depends on if you're from Boston and watching this film or not.
You get Peyton Manning out there. Everyone likes Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning comes in at the end. See, Peyton Manning comes in. He's a Bill Murray character. He comes in at the end because Tom Brady gets hurt. Peyton Manning comes in. He says, "Don't worry, baby. Peyton Manning's on your side."
And gets in. I seen him say Omaha once.
Omaha!
Omaha! Omaha!
Lulu Bonnie!
Yeah. And then Tom Brady runs out and makes the catch.
Ooh. That'd be big. Big time rush. What?
What? You ever just say something, you're like, I need to hit myself.
I need to hit myself hard. Yeah, but I'm more attuned to yours, but I do. I think football would be fun, like I said, because Longest Yard, The Replacements, these funny football films, they offer a lot of a multitude of things. Hey, we could always do just your idea, mix it with mine, and have a lot of wrestlers playing football like Longest Yard.
Sounds like a damn monster movie.
Hey, we'll get Sylvester Stallone out there playing football. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He doesn't even know how to read. He's just there.
He ain't punchy, though. I'll flip you for it.
You flip me for it? Okay. Yeah. So heads... we go football, tails. We go
pro wrestling. Come on, baby.
Ow, that hurt. Tails, pro wrestling. What was funny is if it landed on mine, I'm going to be like, all right, next we're going to do for WWE superstars. We do the sport, but they different wrestling. But yes, pro wrestling. So that would be an interesting film. So that is our film is Space Jam coming out today. Directed by Brad Bird. Music by Randy Newman.
Don't turn your back on me.
Sport would be pro wrestling, and our athlete, John Cena.
Your time is up. My time is now.
You can't. How would they be able to beat him? Because they wouldn't be able to see him.
How'd you be able to market that?
Yeah. You can just never. I don't even know where
John
Cena is.
Maybe that would be his Looney Tune power.
They can't see him.
He just disappears.
Shit. There's 10 seconds left. Thanks for telling me. And then he just disappears. And dunks the ball. They don't even see it coming.
What ball?
Gives him the five knuckle.
Give him the attitude adjustment.
He disappears and gives him the whole five knuckle shuffle.
That could be dirty.
Yeah, it could be very dirty.
Whoopsie.
That's what it's called.
I know.
It's still what it's called.
It's still what it's called, yep. Hey, if you don't know what we're talking about, look it up.
Look up John Cena five knuckle shuffle.
Look up John Cena, you can't see him, and you'd see a blank screen.
Yeah, exactly. All righty, well, that is the film we have for this week, and we're going to finish out the pod here. You got a question before we go. It's your week.
Growing up, were you more partial to Looney Tunes or Disney characters like Mickey, Donald, Goofy?
SpongeBob.
That's not my question. You cuck.
I don't really know, because I actually didn't grow up watching much Disney Channel.
Oh, yes, you did.
Well, that I remember. But I do remember specifically watching a lot of Baby Looney Tunes. I don't know if you remember that show. It's the Baby Looney Tunes.
Baby Looney Tunes. You mean Tiny Toon Adventures?
No, it was literally called Baby Looney Tunes. And it was literally like all the Looney Tunes, but they were in diapers, and Granny watched after them. They all lived together in a little house.
Yeah, this must have been after my time.
It was on Cartoon Network.
I know Muppet Babies.
Nah, this is not that abortion.
We will have words later.
Looney Tune, baby.
See those swords there?
But no, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
If you could have Jimmy Stewart fight to the death one Looney Tune, who would it be?
It'd be Daffy. You want to know why? Because Daffy is a worthless piece of duck. And you know what? What would look great on my mantle is Daffy Duck's head. And you know what would be perfect for Midge to come home to? That's a duck. A roasted duck, to be exact. With a little bit of brandy roasting over that fire, we'd have a good old time, go down to Indiana, PA, and we'd go and beat the fuck out of John Cena. I lost my place.
Pull up some cushion by that fire there, Mitch. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
You went left quick.
Left, right, wrong. Left, right, right. I don't know what way's center. You okay?
I held that one in.
Oh, you should. Like I said, everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got the real jams going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space, it's your dance. Do your dance on the Jimmy Jam. All right. Wave your hands in the air if you feel fine. We're going to take that brandy into overtime. Welcome to the Midge Jam. Yeah.
I'll have to check. I think I piddled myself. Holy shit.
All right.
Holy piss.
All right. You want to know? I believe I can fly. Well, I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. I'll spread my wings. I'll pull down the mid.
Oh, shit. Well,
Why is there a bullet? You just ate bullets.
That's my old bowl of cereal.
Your old bowl of cereal. Yeah. Look to my left. There's a bowl of cereal. He just got done eating another bowl of cereal.
We all have our vices. We all have our crosses to bear.
Oh, that Jimmy, you got me.
That Jimmy's got you.
Yeah.
What if Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, they need someone to help save them, so they go up to the front desk.
Where? What front desk?
In heaven.
Oh, and they're dead.
Nope, they're not. They're just delivering some pizzas.
Okay.
It's pizza time.
What? Tobey Maguire's not dead.
I know. He's delivering to heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know his first thing came to mind.
He'd beat an old lady with a stick to get in this movie.
Shit.
At the end, he's going up against Daffy, and Daffy pulls his glider up, and Spidey dodges
it. Glider? Oh, like Green Goblin.
Daffy looks at him and says, "Don't tell Lola."
Oh. Shit. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is the show, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, go fuck yourself.
Did you pop yourself there? Pretty
I did.
Good. You know it's good if you're laughing at your own joke.
Everyone else would be like, "No, I didn't enjoy it. Fuck you." Mitch. We do entirely too many Jimmy Stewart moments.
That's the staple. I'm gonna make the meme for this one. Just like, you know, that poster of all the Looney Tunes in the ring, and there's the Monstar grabbing it, and Michael Jordan's just standing there.
Yeah.
It would be Jimmy Stewart.
You should do when they're morphing Michael into the ball, and it's Jimmy's face from Vertigo. Like, oh! All right. Well, that is the show, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, again, go fuck yourself. If you liked what you heard and you're listening to us on whatever you're listening to, be sure to check us out on some of our other platforms. We're on Audio Boom, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and wherever you may find your podcast. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. We post on there consistently every day. New posts, polls, what we're going to be watching this week, etc. Give you a chance to talk to us. We'll also post when things are live. Lastly, you can also find us on Facebook.
On that Facebook, you can search The Brothers Movie Factory. There, similar to the Twitch, you will find out what we're watching each week. Little posts and links there. Also, I like to make little memes and that, so you can observe them on the old Facebook. Join us, like us, Come on and slam, and welcome to the Brothers Movie Factory.
Whoa. Whoa. Why didn't we start with that? All righty. Well, I hope you guys all enjoyed it, you guys and gals out there. And until next week, brothers.
Brothers.
Brothers. Yeah.